bahagi ng paghubog ng isang mahusay na manlalaro ang suporta ng mga tao sa kanilang paligid, partikular ang pamilya at coaches. Sa larong soccer o football, sila rin ang nagsisilbing gabay mula sa field hanggang sa bahay. Kaya naman ngayong FIFA World Cup season, samahan kaming tuklasin kung paano unti-unting naging bahagi ang football ng buhay at hilig sa sports ng mga Pilipino dito sa Australia. Ano nga ba mga handang isakripisyo ng mga magulang at coach para sa pagpapaunlad ng kakayahan ng mga batang player? Ito ang ikalawang bahagi ng Football for All. Number one fans, cheerleaders at proud parents ng Sydney Olympic striker na si Christian Bangle, sina Tina at Rob. Walang katumbas ang suporta nila para sa anak na pangarap maging national team player ng soccer.
Christian's the only child, so we have all our focus on him and it's going really well. I think we have like a structure and routine that's really important.
Hindi lang basta moral support ang kanilang binibigay. Dahil bilang dating player, club coach at isang PE teacher, bahagi na ng buhay ni Rob ang training at paglalaro ni Christian.
I took a different approach to a lot of dads that are involved with soccer. A lot of dads try to get their kids into the NPL system very young and they try to take them to every single coaching clinic. Whereas being a PE teacher, I chose to do it myself. And I put him into club because I wanted him to have a nice family atmosphere with nice, friendly kids and enjoy the game and basically have fun. And that led to a passion for the game. And he was already, his basic fundamental skills were there. And he also started to work very hard. And then that's when he started to improve.
Sa datos ng Australian Sports Commission, ang soccer ang number one sa pinipiling team sports sa mga batang Australian mula edad 6 hanggang 13. Dala na rin ang pagsikat ng mga koponan ng Matildas at Socceroos, mas naiinganyo mga bata na subukan ng laro. Idagdag pa ang sari-saring grants mula sa pamahalaan para bigyan ng pagkakataon ng mga bata na ma-enjoy ang sports.
Yeah, we're very lucky here in Australia, but as lucky as our kids are here in this country, not all of them take the opportunity. So the ones that do and love something and work hard at it, they can have that chance of success.
Naglalaro sa $200 to $500 ang registration fee sa mga regular na soccer club. Hindi pa kasama ang gasto sa uniforme, training equipment at pagbiyahe. Kaya base sa Ipsos Research, hindi bumababa sa $1,000 kada taon ang inilalaan ng mga magulang para sa bawat anak na kasali sa sports, depende kung saang liga at club sila kabilang. Pero hindi na alintana ng mag-asawang Bangle ang gastos, lalo na para sa pangarap ng nag-iisang anak. Hindi rin nila itunuturing na sakripisyo ito, kundi isang paraan ng pagpapakita ng pagmamahal.
I don't look at it as a sacrifice. He's our only child and we love him dearly. We'll both do anything to provide him with an opportunity in life, particularly opportunities that may have slipped us by. It's no sacrifice. Some nights it's hard coming home really late from training. I mean, we'll be traveling to Strathfield and Belmore four nights a week next year for his training, but I look at it, it's great spending time with him, talking to him, and there are worse things you could be doing out there, so it keeps him doing good things, positive things that will make a good difference to his life. No sacrifice.
Soccer din ang unang naging sport ni Rob noong siya ay teenager bago nabaling ang interes sa track and field. Kaya naman masutok siya sa paggabay kay Christian.
When I was younger, I played football up until the age of 14. But from some experiences that I've had in my past, I've tried to do things a little bit different so I could help him on his way to achieving his goals and his dreams. I played in a New South Wales primary school team with Alan. Alan Stajic, the coach of the Filipino team, well, when I was only 12 years old. And coincidentally, I was striker in that team, and Alan played behind me, so he was the one to pass through balls to me so I could score.
Bilang magulang at katuwang sa training, pinipilit ng mag-asawa na alisin ang pressure kay Christian. Hinahayaan nilang dumiskarte ito sa kanyang mga laro at isabuhay ang disiplinang natututunan.
There's a time and a place in the way in which you treat a kid. I mean, now he's older, he's going to be going into an under-18 team, and he's going to be spoken to differently, treated differently than he would when I coached him at a family club. But it's because of that positive nurturing, I think, that I gave him and the fun that he had has led to him to be able to handle what he's doing now. I think if kids are put into that system too young, half of them have given up already. I mean, he started with kids, didn't he, buddy? When he was 12, 13, they played in the NPL system. They're not even playing football now because they were pushed too much too young.
Kahit nagsisilbing coach sa buhay ni Christian ang magulang, alam ni Rob na dapat pa rin nilang irespeto ang paraan ng pagdisiplina ng mismong team coach kapag nasa field. Dito nagkakaroon ng boundary ang kanilang papel sa paglalaro ng anak.
With coaches, it's a little bit different. When Christian was younger, he was led by me as a coach and some other coaches, but now he's being told what to do, so he's becoming a man in that sense, and it's a lot different. I've got to take a backward stance, and I'm just a dad now, and I just go there and I support him and watch him, and I'm there for him if he needs me. He knows that, but I don't need to interfere at all because that doesn't help him at this level.
Bahagi ng goal ng Pamilya Bangil ang pag-abot sa pangarap ni Christian na maging professional soccer player. Sa ngayon, sinusulit na mag-asawa ang oras na kasama ang anak dahil alam nilang parte ng karerang tinatahak nito ang pag-alis at balang araw ay paglalaro sa iba't ibang lugar o bansa.
This is the hard part that I worry about. I'm a school teacher and Tina teaches, and financially we have to just let him go. So that would be very hard because we're very close, and not to be with him would be very hard for me and Tina. But I'd do anything. I'd sell the house to allow him to go and live somewhere else. That's just me. But not everyone would be willing to do that, you know. But I know it's hard. It's hard. But he might become good enough where he's got all expenses paid for, and he might be able to go over that way. So there are many ways you can go about it, but he's on his way. Yeah.
Sa pinakahuling Football Association National Participation Report, nasa 1.4 million na kabataan sa Australia ang naglalaro ng soccer. Marami sa kanila sumasali sa liga para maglibang, habang maliit na porsyento naman nagpapatuloy para maging professional players. Ano man ang dahilan, nariyan ang mga coach para gabayan ang mga manlalaro at ituro ang tamang disiplina para maging bahagi ng isang mahusay na team. Tulad ng dating Philippine national team player at ngayon ay nagko-coach na para sa mga batang manlalaro sa Melbourne at Queensland na si Edna Agravante.
It's huge to be a coach. It's a really big responsibility. It's almost everything kasi you need to stand as a mother, as a sister, as a friend. Sometimes you need to be a soldier to discipline yung mga players mo. Because also you need to inspire them kasi they look up to you.
Higit isang dekadang inirepresenta ni Edna ang Pilipinas bilang striker ng women's team. Nakapaglaro siya sa ilang malalaking international competition tulad ng AFC Women's Asian Cup 2008 at AFC Women's Championship 2003. Sa lawak ng kanyang kasanayan, gusto niyang ibahagi ito sa mga bagong atleta.
Every players, they have a different ability, but you need to read their knowledge kung saan ano yung strength nila, ano yung weakness nila. And then, pag nakuha mo na yung weakness nila, you have to improve kung ano yung weakness nila. Kung ang weakness nila ay passing the ball or agility or strength, kailangan mo ma-improve yung mga bagay na yun. Makikita mo yun sa level ng paglalaro nila. Most important is yung knowledge mo, pagiging coach mo, the way you communicate with them, and the way you give them respect and dignity. Yung mga bagay na yun ay importante bilang isang coach na magkaroon kayo ng mutual understanding or trust to each other.
Tubong Naga Kamarinesor sa Pilipinas si Edna. Salatman sa buhay noon, nagawa niya makapasok sa national team sa tulong ng determinasyon, pangarap at pagsunod sa kanyang coach. Bagay na nais niyang matutunan din ng mga bata bukod sa pagsipa ng bola.
Sa football kasi, to be a national player, you're carrying the flag. Kailangan mapag-training, you're on time, you're communicating very well with your teammates, meron kang mga goals, yung disiplina, meron kang focus, keen ka, enthusiastic ka to serve. Look at the big picture na hindi ka lang magsiserve for your community, but you're also helping other peoples. Kasi sa national team, marami ka talagang ma-adapt sa paglalaro as a team.
Bilang coach, responsibilidad niyang hanapin at i-develop ang kahinaan ng isang manlalaro gamit ang mga taktika sa pagsasanay. Kasama rin siya sa nagpapatibay ng kanilang loob sa gitna ng nakakapagod na training. At higit sa lahat, siya ang sandalan ng mga bata sa bawat tagumpay o pagkabigo ng koponan sa mga laban.
Gusto natin lagi nananalo, syempre masaya yon. Pero kailangan mo explain sa mga players mo na hindi all the time panalo tayo. Just I always tell it to them, be positive, keep your heads up. Kahit na things go bad, mag-observe tayo kung ano yung mga pagkakamali natin para ma-improve natin next time sa paglalaro natin.
Pero para kay Edna, hindi natatapos sa soccer field ang kanyang pagiging coach.
Very supportive ka lang sa kanila, hindi lang physically but also mentally. Kasi ang mga players, marami rin silang mga curricular other activities na ginagawa sa buhay, hindi lang sports. They also have their friends, their family, their school, their jobs. And sometimes, sa sobrang dami ng mga activity nila sa buhay, we need to support them as well.
Parehong mahalaga ang ginagampan ng papel ng mga tulad ni Edna, Rob at Tina sa tagumpay ng isang batang manlalaro. Ang kanilang tiwala sa isa't isa, malinaw na komunikasyon at pinag-isang goal o layunin ang susi sa magandang karanasan ng bawat player. Bilang payo, nais nilang hikayatin ang mga gustong maglaro ng football na huwag matakot sumubok. Dahil laging nasa likod ang mga tulad nila para sumuporta kung nais mong gawin itong profesyon o kung balak mo lang i-enjoy ang pagsipa ng bola. Ito ang binuong podcast ni Edinel Magtibay kasama ni Annaline Violata at Sheila Joy Labrador na isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, TJ Korea. Sa susunod na bahagi ng Football for All, alamin natin kung hanggang saan ang kayang abutin ng paghanga ng mga Pinoy football fans at ano ang naidudulot nila sa kumpiyansa ng mga manlalaro. Pakinggan ang kwento ng ating mga kababayan dito sa SBS Filipino.